You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. For three decades, Idaho Dance Theater has been creating, performing, and teaching dance to communities in Idaho. And they have a simple mission to provide outreach and educational programs that impact our state, as well as creating unique experiences through dance. Joining us live in studio to talk more about IDT's upcoming 31st season is Marla Hansen. She is the Artistic Director for Idaho Dance Theater. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So for folks who may not be aware of Idaho Dance Theater, tell us what it is.
It's a contemporary professional dance company based here in Boise, Idaho. My husband and I started it in 1989. Don't ask me how old I am. And the dancers are all highly ballet trained, but they're also very versatile, which all professional dancers have to be, you know, in terms of modern dance and hip hop and you name it, they can do it.
So what made you back in 1989 decide, you know what, we need a theater company like this, mm-hmm. a dance theater company like this?
Well, my husband and I had been working with American Festival Ballet for many years, and we just felt the need to be able to create works that were more contemporary and not do the full-length story ballets, the classical ballets, which I love and I did for many, many years. But my heart has always been highly drawn to choreography mm-hmm. and more contemporary choreography where I use all the ballet technique, but then I can do whatever I want. And there were a lot of dancers who were excited to do more of that. There was no other modern company or contemporary company in Boise, let alone Idaho, actually, besides the ballet.
So here you are 31 years later. When you started this in 1989, what was your vision for this?
Well, to be honest, I don't know if we had any inkling that we would be going this long, but the vision was to just keep creating amazing work, dances that impact people, that are enlightening, that are entertaining, that are cathartic almost in terms of what you feel when you watch them. And then a huge part for me has been the fact that there's so many wonderful dancers that want to dance, that want to choreograph. And being able to give them, plus designers, composers, musicians, opportunities to do their work was a huge part of it. And it still is a major reason why I keep going, let alone the community likes it.
Well, right? Or you wouldn't have been around for 31 years. What do you think is the difference between, you know, a very traditional ballet and what you do?
Well, there's a lot of things. We do a lot more on the floor. We change levels a lot more. There's, I would say, in contemporary dance, the door is completely open as far as how you use your neck and your arms and gesture. And there is no codified.
Whatever, we know what you're talking about.
Syllabus, like the classical ballet has distinct terms and movement, which we use all the time in training, every day, 6 days a week. But contemporary dance lets you take all that ability and then morph it however it feels best to communicate your idea.
And in the 31 years, is everything that you perform original to the company, or do you take dances from other, you know, artists? What does that look like?
It's all original. We hire choreographers. Sometimes they're not from the area. Sometimes they're all local. The only time that we do something that's been done before is if it's one of our pieces that we want to reset and do it again. And a lot of times the dancers are, Marla, you need to do Why Wait Again. I love that piece, you know. But it's all original. We've never done work that was somebody else's that they set on us, except for maybe one time. And that's when we had a choreography competition and a choreographer came from Chicago and set a work that had been previously choreographed.
What kind of pressure is that, though, then? I mean, it's not just that you are keeping a company afloat and doing all of this. I mean, this is original work. That's a lot.
It's fun. That's why we do it. It's like so exciting to be in that choreographic process, the creative process. Going with the flow, if you get enough, you know, sometimes it's all about the music. Sometimes it's about the idea or the dancers in the room. You know, it's such a collaborative process that once I get going, and I see this with all the choreographers, once they get in there and start to work, it's just pure joy. I mean, there's a lot of times where you go home and you think about, is this really working and what can I do different? But it's fun, and it's also problem solving. It's how anything is. You have to figure out, what do I need to change to make this really be the best thing it can be?
We're talking with Marla Hansen. She's Artistic Director for Idaho Dance Theater. You also have a really large educational component mm-hmm. to Idaho Dance Theater. Talk to me about what that looks like.
Well, I'd say the biggest thing that we do, and we have been doing it since 1990, is our Big Summer Dance Fest workshop. It's a two-week intensive. It's held in the Morrison Center on the BSU campus. It draws dancers from all over the place. We give out quite a few scholarships. And it's a very intense thing for kids ages 12 and up to experience a huge range of styles of dance, choreography, and culminates in two performances. So that's something that has been it's great, and it attracts dancers to Boise. A lot of times kids come to the workshop and then they say, I love this place. I'm going to come to Boise State, you know. Then we also do ed outreach into the schools. We have a 45-minute, extremely interactive, entertaining show that goes into the elementary schools, and we can also do it for high schools. That's been something we've been doing for a couple decades. We always need sponsors for that particular program because the schools really can't afford what it costs for us to do it.
So let's talk about the upcoming season going into your 31st year. What will the season entail?
Well, this upcoming show has six brand new works by six different choreographers. I don't know what the next batch of shows will be, which are in March. But again, I can tell you that it will have all new work, maybe one reset piece. Mm-hmm. I don't plan that far ahead. I know some of the choreographers that will be working with us. We have three new female dancers. We also have some dancers that have worked with us for many years that are just outstanding that have come back. And I'm thrilled to have Aaliyah Kelly has come back to join the company, and she's just outstanding. And then we also have Nathan Powell, who danced with Ballet Idaho for many years, is dancing and choreographing with us for this show. So it's always an adventure.
and so it's called what, Launch, correct?
Yes, yes.
And so what can people expect? Give me a little sneak peek.
Well, each piece is very distinctive. The music for each piece is very distinctive. We have gorgeous piano music. We have very contemporary kind of indie music. We have classical. But I'd say the thing about this show is that each piece is very much a reflection of us as people and our relationships with each other, how we handle things that come into our lives. Some of it's serious, some of it's funny, some of it's very thought-provoking. One of the pieces is to spoken word, and it's all interviews of female inmates in Idaho prisons. So it's a series of solos, all to spoken word of actual interviews. So it's very introspective and also eye-opening.
So no music in that
part of it? No music in that one at all.
How did you come up with this idea to do something like this?
Well, there's a choreographer in the company, Taylor Munson, who's worked with us for years, and it was her idea. And the dancers that choreograph will propose something to me. And honestly, I have to kind of look at the big picture of what the whole show is like and find a balance between everything so that each piece really stands as a strong entity on its own, that we don't all end up doing the same thing. So we have real good diversity. But I'd say the feeling of the show is one of, it's very personal in some places, and it's quite inspiring.
Well, and I'm assuming they had to go out and get these interviews then for this spoken word piece as well.
Taylor had already done that as part of her final senior project as a communications journalist major at BSU. And this has been something she's been thinking about. A lot of times that's how pieces evolve, is you have an idea in the back of your head, it germinates, and mm-hmm. then it's finally a time comes where you say, yes, I'm ready to do this.
So when is it coming up, the launch? When does launch launch?
It launches this Thursday at 7:30. That's preview night in the VSU Special Events Center. And then we have Friday and Saturday at 7:30, so that's 14, 15, and 16. And then Sunday we have a 2 p.m., and they're all in the Special Events Center. Tickets are available online at our website, idahodancetheater.org, and at the box office an hour before showtime is when the box office opens. So.
Well, congratulations for going into your 31st year. I bet this was not where you thought you'd be in 1989, right?
I had no clue.
Sometimes that's the best thing, though.
Yeah, you just go with your passion.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marla. We've been talking with Marla Hansen, Artistic Director for Idaho Dance Theater. Their new season launches this Thursday at BSU, going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us and being a part of Idaho Matters, especially all of you who engage with us on social media. We so appreciate you being a part of this and reaching out to us. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. You can find him, so you should go check him out. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.